This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government is committed to make India a sporting superpower ahead of Olympics 2036. In a video address to launch the Khelo India Youth Games 2025, Mr. Modi said his government has increased the sports budget by 3 times over the past decade and allocated 4,000 crore rupees this year, highlighting his government's top priority to promote sports and improve infrastructure. He said sporting events are now organized round the year, and even the national education policy has recognized sports by making it a part of mainstream studies.
Khelo India Youth Games is disha mein desh ke yuvaon ke liye ek bahut bada platform bana. NDA sarkar ne apni neetiyon mein hamesha ise sarvochcha prathmikta di hai. Aaj Khelo India University Games hote hain, Khelo India Youth Games hote hain, Khelo India Winter Games hote hain. Isse hamare khiladiyon ka aatmavishwas badhta hai, unka talent nikhar kar samne aata hai.
The mega sporting event for under 18 age group players, Khelo India Youth Games 2025, began with colorful and grand celebrations at Patna in Bihar yesterday. Over 8,500 young sporting talent of girls and boys category will fight for medals in different events. India has become the first country in the world to develop genome-edited rice varieties. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan launched first 2 genome-edited rice varieties developed by ICAR institutions. Addressing the event in New Delhi, the minister congratulated agriculture scientists who were involved in this project and said that the country has faith in the capability of the country's agricultural scientists. These varieties have been developed for Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Telangana, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Chhattisgarh, Maharashtra, West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari will inaugurate 285 kilometers of 14 national highway projects built at an estimated cost of over 6,000 crore rupees in Telangana today. Mr. Gadkari will inaugurate the 4-lane National Highway 363 at Kagasnagar X Road in Asifabad district this morning. He will formally inaugurate the BHEL and Amberpet flyovers later in the evening in Hyderabad. The 6-lane road is expanded from Aramgarh to Shamshabad at a cost of 300 crore rupees will also be inaugurated. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that as Defence Minister, it is his responsibility to work with the armed forces and give a befitting reply to those who cast evil eye on India. The Defence Minister said this while addressing the Sanskriti Jagran Mahotsav in New Delhi. Mr. Singh added that as Defence Minister, it is also his responsibility to ensure the security of the country's borders along with the soldiers. Mr. Singh said that whatever the people of the country desire will happen under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
रक्षा मंत्री के रूप में मेरा दायित्व है कि मैं अपने सैनिकों के साथ मिलकर देश की सीमाओं की सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित करूं और मेरा यह दायित्व है कि अपनी सेना के साथ मिलकर देश के ऊपर आंख उठाने वालों को मुंहतोड़ जवाब दूं मैं आपको आश्वस्त करना चाहता हूं प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में जैसा आप चाहते हैं अब वैसा होकर रहे
The 58th annual meeting of the Board of Governors of Asian Development Bank ADB began at Milan in Italy yesterday. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is leading the Indian delegation at the 4-day event. The Finance Ministry in a statement said that the meeting will be attended by official delegations of the Board of Governors of ADB, official delegations of ADB members and international financial institutions. On the sidelines of the ADB's 58th annual meeting, she will also hold bilateral meetings with finance ministers of Italy, Japan and Bhutan. U.S. President Donald Trump will impose 100% tariff on all movies produced outside the United States. Taking to Truth Social, Trump announced that he has authorized the Department of Commerce and the United States Trade Representative, USTR, to begin the procedure of imposing 100% tariff on all foreign-produced movies. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings PBKS defeated Lucknow Super Giants LSG by 37 runs at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.